We have already begun to celebrate this month of July. And we ended the month of June with the glorious feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and of the Apostles Peter and Paul. And then we begin this month with the feast of the most precious blood of Jesus, the blood by which we are saved, the blood by which we are washed clean and made new. And thus, in this month, we rejoice at this wonderful reality of that which our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us, that he, the true Lamb of God, has come, has become man. And today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, we saw that she carried Jesus to the home of Saint Zachary and Saint Elizabeth, and that the baby in the womb of Saint Elizabeth, Saint John the Baptist, was at that moment freed from original sin. And it is because of the blood of that child in the womb of Mary, the eternal Son of God become man, that St. John was freed from original sin, and that grace came upon the household of St. Zachary and St. Elizabeth. It is also because of that most precious blood of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate, that we have the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, that we have the wondrous gifts of the Eucharist and of all the sacraments that come forth from him. In the Mass of the Precious Blood, we read how the centurion, whom we know to be Saint Longinus, came to the body of Jesus after the bones of the legs, particularly the thighs. In Latin it says cruda, is the thighs, the hardest, strongest bone in the human body other than the skull is the thigh bone, the cruda. And they were broken because those were necessary for those who were crucified to breathe. And once their cruda, their thigh bones were broken, they could no longer lift themselves up to breathe, and they suffocated. But our Lord was the true Lamb of God. And so it was written about him that you shall not break a bone of him and of the Lamb, the Paschal Lamb, which prefigured Christ. He is the real Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And thus, not a bone of his was to be broken. And so, St. Longinus grabs his spear, which is now in his chapel right next to the papal altar in St. Peter's Basilica. And he pierces the heart of Jesus. And St. John the Evangelist tells us that at that moment, immediately poured forth blood and water from the most sacred heart of Jesus. All these things are together, they're united. All of the Holy Catholic faith is like a magnificent rose window in a Gothic cathedral, and every bit is united to the others and refers to the others. And so, the Sacred Heart of Jesus gives us the precious blood, which has already been poured forth from his whole body in the passion and death, in the crucifixion. But the piercing of his heart is the most significant. But also from there comes forth water. Water, which has to do with the feast of the Nativity of John the Baptist, with the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, water which refers to the sacrament of baptism, which is necessary in order to belong to the church, which is necessary in order to receive any sacrament, which is necessary in order to enter heaven. Unless one is baptized, one cannot enter heaven. And so, today, as we celebrate these mysteries, along with these mysteries of the calling of the disciples, the 72, among whom was St. Luke, one of those two disciples to whom our Lord appeared on the first Easter evening at their table in the house where he celebrated the second Mass. There, St. Luke, along with St. Joseph of Cleophas, received this great gift. And so we have the disciples now. And so today even are called many others to the priesthood and to the religious life. And here even in this shrine and parish of Our Lady of Fatima and of St. Stephen, we have those who are called to the priesthood and to the religious life, and for whom we must pray, and whom we must support with our life, our prayer, and our sacrifices. And these disciples went forth, and with the name of Christ, which is the name that has all the power in heaven on earth and under the earth, with that same name they saved the sick, and they exorcised those who were possessed by demons. And so even today, as we celebrate these mysteries, the most holy priesthood and the religious life continues. Even though these are difficult, very difficult times, nevertheless, these gifts continue and will continue. And we are most blessed in this parish that we have many vocations and that we look forward in the near future and in the distant future to the ordination of new priests and to the vows of new religious and nuns to the life of the Church. And so today, let us give thanks to God and let us pray. In addition, of course, today we are looking forward to the celebration of Monday, which is a secular celebration, not religious, but which demands our prayers. It is the Independence Day of this country. And as such, we must pray for this country. We must pray in reparation for all the sins with which this country has bloodied its hands. And we especially must make reparation for the many, many millions of babies that have been murdered by the abominable crime of abortion, which now no longer rules the land, thanks to the Supreme Court, and especially to the Catholics on the Supreme Court, mostly named by President Trump. And we also must pray for the future, that the evils that all surround us in this country may go away. And so Monday is a very special day, and I entreat everyone that can to be here for Mass at 8:30 a.m. and to pray for this country and to beseech God to forgive us, to save us, and to renew us in His blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.